Sincere to the master of masters, the king of giant creatures, and the duke of Daikaiju. Oh, 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 oh.
He cannot make it.
Oh well, then, here's just in time, instead.
Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Greetings, denizens of the Daikaiju. Just in time here with another awesome episode of the All Out Monster Radio Show. You know, when the world's richest man offered to put us into outer space in the super sophisticated space station X-1, I leapt at the chance. And when he reassured me that I would be so high up that not even the giant monsters could get me, I was more than thrilled. But you really never know what's out there. Well, now I know, and knowing is half the battle. Not really, but if you've been wondering where I've been, I'll tell you. Space Station X-1 got caught in an epic battle beyond the sun. Strange creatures with weird apertures and disgusting limbs flung us all across the solar system. And when we got so close to the black hole, not even Dr. Hans Reinhard would help us out. But rest assured, friends, I'm back, and I've got a great radio show for you tonight. So, let's get right to it, and I'll tell you more about the epic battle beyond the sun when I return.
Thank you. Thank you. is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination.
Roamed the earth. He was known as the Jurassic Age. During this period, there was another species which we may call the intermediary animal, a cross between the land living and the sea living animals. Let us call this creature Godzilla. Judging from this photograph, this creature is over 400 feet tall. The question we are asking ourselves is how this animal happened to reappear after all these centuries and so near to the coast of Japan. One answer could be that some rare phenomenon of nature allowed this breed of the Jurassic Age to reproduce itself. And for a long span of time, it had no reason to reappear to the world. But now that analysis of radioactivity of the creature's footprint shows the existence of strontium 90, a product of the H-bomb, it is my belief that Godzilla was resurrected due to the repeated experiments of strontium 90. Strontium 90. Strontium 90. Strontium 90. Strontium 90.
Explosion of this new 20th century weapon. The most complicated and Vida. You get him.
Lurking in the ocean depths off Japan. international copyright law. If not,
then we should run like an in Godzilla!
Though it didn't.
You know, I always did think that Lifebuoy health soap got me extra clean. But I never knew how right I was till the doctors came along and actually proved it. Yes, it's true. After comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Something to think about, isn't it? Well, the answer is simple. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see. After 820 scientific tests, these doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You like Lifebuoy's creamy rich lather, its wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy tomorrow.
Get on with it already, please.
The epic battle beyond the sun, it was amazing. Totally horrifying, but it was amazing. One day, a massive meteorite coming right at Space Station X-1, and on it, two giant, hideous monsters duking it out. Right there, stabbing each other, bleeding all over the place, drooling. Of course the asteroid hits us, and we're flung off the Pluto. If it wasn't for Pluto's liquid nitrogen volcanoes, we would have been lost in deep space, never to be heard from again. Slowly but surely, we are jettisoned back toward the Earth, and here comes King Ghidorah. Lights us up like the 4th of July, blows out all the circuits. Oh, it was terrible. If Space Gauss hadn't come along and distracted him, I'm sure we would have been vaporized. So, I don't know. The next thing you know, we're circling Saturn. Alright, well, I've got more music. Just for you. So enjoy.
Good things from the garden.
Garden.
Garden in the valley. Valley of the jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green giant.
Hum.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. They're marching down the halls. They're crawling up the walls. They're gooey, gushy, squishy, mushy, rotten to the core. They're standing outside your door. Remember Herbert Farbage. While taking out his garbage, he turned around and he did see tomatoes hiding in his tree. Now he's just a memory. I know I'm going to miss her. A tomato ate my sister. Sacramento fell today. They're marching into San Jose. Tomatoes are on their way. The mayor is on vacation. The governor's fled the nation. The police have gone on strike today. The National Guard has run away. Tomatoes will have their day. Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. Lunch, lunch, dinner or lunch, 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 dinner or lunch.
The deadly mantis is not even for the birds. They have little taste for him. What, pray tell, could they do with a curious mottle green, needle-like prehistoric monster? It requires special care and feeding, and lullaby music to go beddy-bye. Beddy-bye, pretty little deadly mantis.
For station identification.
Hi, this is Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater, and if there's one thing I really like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie-cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Delaware, I listen to AOMRFM.
More prophetic than his prediction of space travel in Things to Come. More imaginative than his laser beams in War of the Worlds. More frightening than his warning of nuclear holocaust in The Time Machine. From H.G. Wells, history's most credible prophet, now comes his most incredible story, Empire of the Ants. The terrifying tale of civilization fighting for survival against armies of giant ants, 10 feet tall, who control the human population by drugging them into submission. And man, the master, becomes man, the slave. Joan Collins, Robert Lansing, H.G. Wells, Empire of the Ants, from American International Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Empire of the Ants. They shall inherit the Earth sooner than you think.
Thank you. every kid who has ever seen a science fiction movie. Thrilled to the amazing strength of an out-of-this-world movie monster comes Great Garlou by Marx. Garlou the Mighty. Garlou the Untamed. Garlou the Terrible. Who can stop him? Who can control this monstrous creature? You can, kids, because Great Garlou by Marx is yours to command. With these battery-operated controls, you can make Garlou go, stop, bend, pick up, turn. Yes, Great Garlou, almost 2 feet tall, will be your faithful servant. You name it, you're the boss. Bring out-of-this-world excitement into your house, kids. Own the most fantastic toy of all. Great Garlou by Marx.
M-A-R-X spells Marx, world's largest toy maker.
Incoming transmission.
We interrupt regular programming to bring you the special report. It is reported that giant bugs have invaded the north side of the city. Some of these creatures are said to be 12 feet tall and weigh up to 300 pounds. The creatures are slimy, gooey, hairy, and have the smell of skunk and sewage. This were Justin. Officials say these creatures may be linked to UFO sightings around the city for the past few weeks. Government officials say the bugs begin as microscopic organisms and mutate into the giant monsters. Please stay tuned for further reports throughout the day. From the newsroom, this is the doctor reporting.
Wrapping up. There we were, Space Station X-1 stuck, circling the rings of Saturn. The view was amazing. But then, Space Godzilla slammed into us. It was absolutely amazing that we were not killed. And so we're flying, we're ricocheting back home with Space Godzilla hot on our tail. If it weren't for Space Gauss distracting him, I think that would have been it. Wait, that's not the end of the story. So as we're gliding through space, the giant claw comes out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, snatches up Space Station X-1 and takes us on a little joyride around Jupiter. Now, I tell you, the things I saw on Jupiter. Whoa. Maybe I'll save that for another time, but get this. The giant claw takes us around Jupiter, flies us back to Earth, drops us off into orbit like he's an Uber driver. And then off he goes. What the hell is up with that? Well, let's get back to the music, and I will tell you more when I come back.
We'll be right back.
Well, that's our show. But before you go, listen to this sonosheet evidence that I captured from the meteorite. It's the sound of a hideous, vile, dirty battle between two giant monsters that were on this meteor. I just happened to get, you know, a sound clip of it. Oh, your skin will crawl when you hear this.
In the continuation of this series, please write and tell us so. Your ideas and suggestions will be given the most thoughtful consideration in determining the future of this program.
So long!